Welcome, you awesome listeners. It's a fantastic Thursday. I hope your day is going well or ending well, and it's time for A Great No Sleep by Speakeasy Here. The title of this story is Don't Answer the Door Late at Night, no matter who they say they are. A story involving suspense, the unknown, and the fear of things on the other side of your front door. Yes, it's that specific. This one had me looking over my shoulder the whole time, and just making sure all the creaks and cracks in my house are just that, creaks and cracks. Turn the lights off, the sound up, and steel yourself for something creepy. What time are you getting here? I said, as I called my brother for the third time tonight. The boredom of getting stuck inside on the weekend sinking in. I had been alone a lot recently after tearing my meniscus a week prior.
I'll be there soon, man. I'll pick up some beers on the way.
Alright, hurry up. I'm going insane here all alone. I put down the phone and hobbled over to the couch to browse the endless shows available to me, while simultaneously complaining that there was nothing to watch. I eventually settled on a comedy show that I'd seen countless times before. It was just background noise until my brother arrived. He had been good at visiting me since all this happened. My friends were far too busy getting drunk and living for the weekend at one of the three rundown bars in town. Can't say I'd blame them. I would be doing the same thing if I could. I was also in a foul mood recently, and there's only so much torn meniscus complaining one person can take. I fidgeted around, looking for anything to keep my mind occupied while the show played in the background. The lack of any interaction with the outside world had been slowly draining me of any life. I finally settled down, when I heard a knock at the front door. I had told my brother that I had left the back door unlocked. He always used the back door, as it was more accessible when walking. There was an alleyway that connected to the back that was a shortcut, but the only time people used the front door was when parking out the front. But he did not drive. The knocking was rhythmic and constant. I pulled myself off the couch and slowly headed towards the door, cursing with every step. Shit. Fuck. Oh, crap. I eventually reached the hallway and leant against the wall to take a short breather. I heard my brother's voice telling me to let him in. It was more monotone and robotic than usual. He was just repeating the same phrase over and over again.
Please, let me in. Please, let me in.
It was like a record stuck on repeat. I shouted at him to wait a second.
Wait a second.
Fighting through the shooting pain in my knee as I moved towards the door. I reached the front door, but something felt off. He had repeated the same phrase about 10 times since I first heard him. There was a raspy cough after each time he spoke, as if it were a recording. It sounded the same each time. He spoke. He coughed. Then there was around a 5-second break before he repeated it again. I told myself I was being ridiculous, but I could not shake off the feeling that something was wrong. I asked a question through the door, but received the same robotic response. I looked through the peephole and saw someone standing with their back to me. They were much taller than my brother. I could not make out much in the dark. I moved towards the living room window and went to pull back the curtains when my phone began to buzz. It made me jump out of my skin, and my nerves were not settled when I looked at the screen. It was my brother calling.
Hello? I timidly said.
Hey, bro. Just got to the shops. Want any snacks?
That's not you outside.
What are you on about? I'll be there in a couple of minutes. I'll just get whatever.
I attempted to get out another word, but he hung up before I could speak again. I stumbled back onto the couch, hands trembling, forcing me to drop my phone on the floor. I could still hear that same voice over and over outside of the front of the house. It was almost identical to my brother's voice, other than the lack of emotion at all. I sat there, staring off into the distance for the next few minutes, hoping that this was just a prank. I heard the back door swing open and hit into the cupboards in the kitchen. Then, I heard my brother announcing himself off in the distance.
Hey man, I'm here.
I dragged myself off the couch and slowly moved back towards the hallway. I exited the living room and saw my brother standing on the other side of the hallway. He had a concerned look wrapped around his face as he stood there in silence.
Who is at the front door?
He said, as he dropped the bag he was holding to the floor. I thought it was you, I said, as I pushed myself along the wall, moving myself further away from the front door. He eventually snapped out of his trance and began helping me towards the back door. Once we reached the back door, we stopped in our tracks. Through the panel of glass, I could see another dark figure. It was mimicking the same phrase over and over again in my brother's voice.
What the hell is going on? Are you bored and pranking me?
My brother said with half anger and half fear in his voice. No, I don't know anything more than you do, I said, glancing over at my brother.
But that's me. I mean, it sounds just like me.
We have been sitting here for over an hour. The voices seem to become more enchanting by the second. I attempted to call the police, but all I get is static. The texts I have attempted to send have all failed. I'm not sure that even this message will get through to you. I looked out of the window a moment ago to attempt to get a better look at the figure. I could not see much of anything. It felt as though no matter where I looked, it always had its back to me. I did notice something else though. There are dark figures standing outside of the houses all the way down my street. I can vaguely hear the figures mimicking other voices. They are not outside every house. Some of the houses do not have a figure standing outside. Those houses have their front doors wide open.
Well, if that doesn't get you to lock your doors and turn on your lights, you're braver than I. What would you do if this happened to you? The scariest part is that it seems to enchant the people into opening the doors for them, but it's prohibited to enter with force. Could these creatures be vampires? What about black-eyed kids? Well, maybe the author can let me know. And if I do get an answer, I'll share it with all of you. Okay, you awesome listeners. For all of you fantastic people out there who left me iTunes reviews, you legends. Thank you so much. I came back to an extra 8 reviews, and I'm going to definitely include you in the shoutouts. Those iTunes reviews help immensely. So, if any of you great Apple listeners get a chance, I greatly appreciate a little review. And of course, to my listeners and YouTube fans, you are fantastic. And have a great day or night. And on that note, listeners, it's that time. This is the place where stories live, and you telltellers come to listen. Enjoy your day or night, and join me every weekday for our creepy tradition. And as always, till next time.